Okay, let's begin. Straighten your spine, neck long, shoulders are relaxed and the elbows are relaxed, hands on your lap, and gently, softly close your physical eyes and let's open up our inner eye by imagining long straight line is coming down from above your head, reaches the top, and the line is coming down through the center of your head and the neck and the spine, reaches the base. And the line is coming down and down and down into the ground. And finally reaches the very center of the planet. By imagining and observing this long straight line, your inner eye is wide open to all directions, and you start sensing the space around you. This is a very simple step, but you already entered a very different state of mind. Your consciousness starts traveling around you freely, in and out of your body, and you are firmly grounded, and all the baggage in your mind starts dropping off one by one through this line. You might start sensing your body is lighter and lighter. And start sensing as if you are floating in a huge sphere, balloon. Maybe not. Just enjoy whatever you sense, or whatever you don't sense. So stay with the vision of this long straight line, keeping this vision, and at the same time, please bring your consciousness onto your breathing. A tiny amount of air coming in and out through your nostrils or mouth. And this time, you keep the consciousness onto your breathing, and at the same time, bring your consciousness onto your first chakra. So you don't need to know about the first chakra, the exact location, and so on. Just bring consciousness around your base. And ask yourself, what do I forget about this chakra? First chakra is the great energy of the treasure, what your parents and the extended family gave you when you are born. Okay, when you are born, your parents and or extended family gave you a lot of love, ability, talent, wisdom, and so on. Ask yourself, what do I forget about it? Ego never forget what we can blame, but our same mind always remember what we treasure. So you have treasure in this energy center, but ask yourself, what I forgot. You've forgotten, that's why you didn't use it. But you can remember and you can start using it. Pick up one thing you can decide now to remember. Might be your father's gentleness, your mother's patience, your older sister's honesty. What do you want to remember? Even though you don't remember, your first chakra is shining beautifully all the time. Waiting for you. Okay, feeling a shining, beautiful first chakra and bring up your consciousness onto second chakra. Little bit below the belly button, inside of the lower abdomen. Here, you have a beautiful energy you received from certain people whom you used to be so close or had an intimate relationship or a very close friendship as a body. So what do you forget about the treasure you received from them? Ego tried to keep the memory of pain from your ex. But your same mind always treasures what you received from each of them. And appreciate it. So ask yourself, what do you forget about the treasure you received? Maybe someone taught you. Your softness. Or strengths. Or just your smile is beautiful. Your voice is wonderful. Remember, there are so many things you shouldn't forget. Give the shining, beautiful, strong light onto this area of second chakra. As I said, your chakras are shining and be beautiful, even though you forget about it. But you have to bring your consciousness onto the beauty in order to witness it, experience it, and understand it, and accept it. So now your first chakra and second chakra so warm and confident, and you can feel it. Okay, let's go to the third one, the center of solar plexus, stomach area. Ask yourself, what do I forget about the treasure here? Here is the energy center, all the group. Or people gave you at a school class or at office, at any kind of group, or this world. You and this world, you and some group, you and the company, you and the school. Your ego always experiences the difficulty to communicate with the group or see the fairness with the group, but your sane mind always appreciates because you receive from any kind of group. A lot. You receive a lot. There is a treasure You learned a lot. You were supported a lot. You were encouraged a lot. So here, your stomach area, when you forget about the treasure, it's always cold and can't walk well, gathers the stress. And your digestion is not completed. But when you remember, you can give the area the light with gratitude and appreciation. So if you can't find any particular treasure, you can just say, I appreciate the treasure. Let me receive and accept the treasure here. Don't try to get an answer by yourself. Always you can pray. So you already have just three jewels here. First, second, third one. And let's go to our fourth one. Fourth one is a little bit different. You don't need to remember what you received. Instead, you have to ask yourself, did I forget to extend love here? Did I extend love fully, completely? This is your question, because here you have a limitless God's love, and this center is a center to extend to this world. The love of God. Do I extend God's love from here to the people, to this world? These four jewels sustain the fifth, sixth, seventh chakras. You don't need to think about other chakras. So your heart chakra is a key from above your head. God's love is coming down to the chest. You can think like that. And all the treasures on the earth come up to this heart chakra. They meet each other here and branding the here and extending with your own creative, unique creative way. So again, feel four beautiful chakras, four beautiful light, four beautiful jewels, maybe different color if you like. And you feel smoothness, warmth, shiningness, strength, life force there. And now you come to the point that your prayer is now to extend, to receive all the love and extend all the love. You belong to love. You belong not to fear. So my life belongs to love. Let me not to fear. This might be our prayer today. This is what we remember. We stopped focusing on grievances. Instead, we start focusing on love. Imagine your heart chakra, heart light is spinning or rotating. You must feel good. This chakra doesn't need to be bigger, but when it's rotating or spinning, the particle of light might be extending, expanding. All around you, and bigger and bigger, reaching farther and farther. Remember, you are treasure. God's kingdom needs you. It's because God's kingdom is always here and completed, but your consciousness must be brought here, there, to witness it. You are treasure. You have to witness it by sharing your treasure, by expanding your love, by being careful not to focus on fear. Let's not forget our treasure. So I belong to love. Let me not to fear. My life belongs to love. Let me not to fear. This is from A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 247. So, keeping the sense of treasure and remember the long straight line penetrating you and four beautiful jewels are shining on it. And slowly put your head down and come out of meditation, please. Thank you very much for sharing. Thank you. Thank you. If you have a time, please stay here.